When it comes to winning a sales pitch, you're probably doing it all wrong. I've got the five-step process to creating a winning sales pitch, a pitch that will close the deal. You don't want to miss this. Join me for this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hey now, it's Dave Lorenzo. I'm the godfather of growth, and today we're talking about the secret to a winning sales pitch. And step number one in creating a winning sales pitch is answering the question, what problem are you solving? I see so many people, salespeople, business development people, people who are delivering presentations to people within their own company. And they start the presentation by talking about themselves, by talking about how many years they have in business, their experience, going into this long, flowery introduction. And that's the wrong way to start a sales pitch. Step number one is answering that question. What problem are you solving? I'll tell you a story about one of the best sales pitches I ever delivered. I called it the speech of my life, and it was in front of 15 high profile attorneys at a time when I had just started my business and I was desperate to bring in some cash into my company. I flew across the country, took 3 days out of my schedule, both for travel for the pitch and for travel back home, and I knew that I was going to have to nail down at least one piece of business in order to stay in business. Again, right at the beginning of my sole practitioner consulting business. I opened up my sales pitch by focusing on a problem that all of these people experienced, and I told them that in the 45 minutes I was standing in front of them today, I was going to help them solve that problem. They were riveted. They were on the edge of their seats. They loved the presentation, and I developed over $200,000 in business in that 45-minute time frame. That laid the foundation, the groundwork for everything that I was going to do for the next 12 months. You can do the same thing regardless of whether you're pitching for a small deal or a big deal. Always, always, always address the problem that you're going to help them solve and address it up front. Don't talk about how many years you've been in business or all the experience you have at the outset. At the outset, hit them between the eyes with the problem you're going to solve, and then you'll have them on the edge of their seats. They're gonna be riveted, and they will want to hear everything you have to say. The second step in this process is to use the three forces model for helping them see, helping the audience see why you're there and the reason they should be listening to you. Now, you're going to address the problem right up front. Then there's three reasons why you're going to be talking to them about the problem. The first is economic reasons. The second are social reasons. And the third are environmental reasons. Let me explain. You're gonna tell them, hey, I'm in front of you today because you have this problem, and we're gonna talk about how we're going to solve that problem together. There are three reasons why we need to solve this problem now. Reason number one is the economics of it. This problem is costing you X number of dollars and you can't afford to keep throwing away that money. I'm gonna help you realize savings of this amount of money, and that's the economic reason. The second reason are the social reasons. This problem is eating away at the fabric of your organization, and if we stop it, you can retain more of your good employees and you can recruit new ones. And the third are environmental reasons. And environmental reasons means that within your industry, the industry is consolidating and you want to be someone who goes out and gobbles up your competitors. You don't want to be gobbled up by them. You don't want to be eaten by one of your competitors. And that's the environmental reason why we're going to address this problem now. Now, I filled in some things in there generically, but economic reasons, social reasons, and environmental reasons are exactly what you need to address when you're telling them that they have to solve the problem. You have to make it so that they're compelled to solve this problem and that they see that you're a person who can help them do it. Addressing economic, social, and environmental reasons will help you close the deal. It will help you sell more. The third step in this process to winning sales with a pitch is framing the pitch. So here's what I mean by framing the pitch. You have to address why you're the right person for them to work with. You have to address why now, and you have to address why the solution you're proposing is the right solution. So Why are you the right person to address this? Why is now the right time to address this? And why is this solution important? Again, you're framing this all around the problem you're trying to solve. So your 50 years in business is not helpful. The fact that you've solved this problem a dozen times, yes, that's helpful. And that's why you. Why now? Well, the company's gonna go broke. You're gonna go out of business if you don't address the problem. And then why this solution? Well, this is a solution that's customized for you. It's focused and it's designed to help you get to where you want to go. So why you, why now, why this solution? That's how you frame the pitch. The fourth step in this process is your pitch has to be emotionally compelling and logically sound. You can't lead with logic when it comes to a sales pitch. You have to lead with the emotional connection. So here's why this is important. You have to make an emotional connection with the audience. The audience has to have an emotional connection to solving the problem. They have to feel like they are part of something bigger. Let's go back to that story that I told you when I gave the pitch of my life to those 15 lawyers in 15 different law firms. I went in the room and I helped them understand that if they didn't address this problem, some of them were going to go out of business, some of them were going to have their firms acquired by other people, and some of them were going to flounder from a cash flow perspective. I told them that we were in this together and we made an emotional connection by agreeing that this problem needed to be solved and we were gonna work together to solve it. That emotional connection was powerful, and then I supported it by bringing some logical steps to the process, and I closed the presentation again by saying, you're not alone. I'm here to help you solve this problem. We all agree this is a problem that has to be solved. I want to help you solve it, and I'm here for you. The next steps are, and then I laid out the next steps. Lead with emotion, close with emotion, and support your presentation with logic in between. That's the formula for a successful sales pitch. Step number five in the secrets to a winning sales pitch is, what happens if this problem isn't solved? Now, I told you, you open with emotion, you support with logic, and you close with emotion. The closing emotion is, if we don't take action today, here's what will happen. You have to help them see what will happen to them, what will happen to their business if this problem isn't solved. You have to make it compelling. The secrets to a winning sales pitch are not rocket science, but you have to use this formula, and if you do, you will bring home a lot more money. Speaking of money, I've got a free gift for you. I want you to get my revenue roadmap guide. That is my system for business development. It takes you from beginning to end for how you can grow your business in an easy, almost effortless way. All you need to do is go to revenueroadmapguide.com. revenueroadmapguide.com. When you go to that website and you enter your contact information, there you will find a guide that will take you through my business development process. It's yours for free. Use it and enjoy it. If you want more great videos just like this, scroll down below me right now. You'll see below me there's another video filling in. I can't wait to see you in that video where we'll help you grow your business rapidly. See you in that video. Click on it right now.